All of these four areas need to be essentially grounded and rooted on principles or on natural laws. That's the essence of this principle-centered leadership paradigm. It's also an inside-out paradigm, meaning you have to work at the personal level on yourself before you'll be truly successful at the interpersonal level. And if you have high trust in your relationships with others, you'll notice that you can empower people. You can help them become increasingly independent and finally interdependent with you. Your delegations will work. There'll be a high sense of accountability. And you can have a very large span of control in the organization. Everything will change because of the empowerment at the managerial level. And that is a function of the trust at the interpersonal level. The opposite is also the case. If there's low trust at the interpersonal level, because one or other of the parties involved are not trustworthy for one reason or another, you can't use empowerment. You have to use control. That's the only way you keep things in line in a management role. So you have to hover over and check up and follow through and use what has often been called the great jackass theory of human motivation, the food or the reward in front and the stick behind. See, that's a control approach. It's the opposite of empowerment. But in a low-trust culture, it's pretty realistic. It'll work. But will it work when you have world-class competition? Will it produce the kind of culture you need so that you have deep internal commitment by everyone in the organization toward your strategic purposes? You can begin to see how this principle-centered leadership paradigm begins to focus upon those dilemmas. But you know, many people attempt to work at one or two or three of those levels, but not at all four, seriously. And they'll find that it will not take, it will not work. For instance, let's say someone tries to work at the organizational level. That's very, very common to work at the organizational level. What would they do? Well, they call it getting reorganized. Come up with a new structure. Or perhaps they'll come up with a new compensation system or a new information system or a set of new rules to better control the wild people out there or to better control all of these loose cannons that are taking too much advantage of their freedom and autonomy, see? How long will that last? Well, it may have some temporary effect. Get a restructure, get a new system, a better compensation system, better information system. But it won't necessarily alter the underlying chronic causal sources of, say, the malaise or the adversarialism or the interpersonal and interdepartmental rivalries.